Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and welcome again to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. This is Peter and Jimmy of Knights Council 15962. And I am going to be with you for the next half hour or so praying with your prayer intentions. We are recording this show a little early. So if you put up a prayer intention on the prayer wall or sent a prayer intention and it did not get included, do not adjust your set. It's because this is being recorded early. But this week is a special feast that overrides things, and it's the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome. Now, if you don't know what that is, it is literally the seat of the Bishop of Rome, the Pope. It is the oldest church in the Western world. It was founded in 324. It's the oldest public church in the city of Rome, the oldest basilica in the Western world. So this is a very, very key basilica, and it makes a huge difference, and it's important enough, the founding of that church is important enough that it has its own feast day. And because of that, the gospel again is going to be from John, and it's going to be for this feast day. This is John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found the temple area In the temple area, those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as money changers, seated there. He made a whip of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers, and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves he said, "Take these out of here, and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. Now, I want to point out a couple of things here. The interesting thing is the closing here. Now, you'll notice it mentions the disciples taking note of Jesus' actions and the scriptural foundation for those actions. But notice how at the end of this gospel, John writes, "Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered him saying this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken," which tells you that they didn't get it at the time. And this is, again, this is John chapter 2. And sometimes we forget, and this is one of the things I like about the show The Chosen, is that it shows the disciples figuring things out as they go along. We see the disciples as old men for a lot of times, and as the finished product. But we don't always see the disciples as they were, which were young men who had followed Jesus at the time. And it's you have to remember that the disciples were learning. The disciples did not get everything at once. Remember, after the resurrection, Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit on them, and he explains the Scriptures to them, and they get understanding and so forth. And when the Holy Spirit comes down on Pentecost Sunday, then they're in full gear. But early on, the disciples don't get it. And in here, the Jews don't get it here. And they've allowed the temple to have the money changers inside it and the thing. And I'm sure part of it is the Romans collecting their taxes and, you know, the increased prices. I'm sure they charge the vendors a fair amount of money. And it made a big difference to the temple treasury and so forth. And if you, oh, this is making it more convenient because, you know, all you have all these animals being bought, all these animals being sacrificed. It's a lot of work. You've got to, if you're having, if there's 1,000 animals that are going to be burnt sacrifices, that's an awful lot of work. And they're going to try and streamline it as much as they can. But in attempting to streamline things, in attempting to make things easy, they've forgotten God. And it reminds me of what's often said. I've heard my own pastor talk about it, how people, you know, they make sure that they'll never miss a practice for their kids. They'll hurry, hurry, hurry to make sure that they make a practice for their kids. But will they take that same urgency to get to Mass when it's important for their soul? And remember, these are the four final weeks where we're dealing with heaven, hell, damnation, and salvation. And Jesus is trying to warn these guys, hey, you're missing the big picture. Yes, it's good to have money for the temple. And yes, it's good for the sacrifices to be nearby, but not if it does not show the reverence to God. Not if it violates the first commandment. What is the first commandment? Remember when the Pharisees are questioning Jesus. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Doing that, showing disrespect for God, is not loving God with all your heart, soul, and might. And remember that Jesus also had said at one in the Gospels, no, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is money. So we have to watch out. It's like, it's one of the reasons, frankly, why we don't have a donation things with the indulgence calendar. And when I came up with the idea of the indulgence calendar, I thought at the time, you know, we could do this as a fundraiser type thing. If people send in a few dollars, we put their name on the indulgence calendar, and we can raise money for the station or raise money for the Knights or raise money for anything. And it probably would work. And I wouldn't be surprised if someone actually does that eventually, because I haven't copyrighted it or anything. But the point isn't the money. And don't get me wrong, we'd love you to donate to WQPH. We'd love you to be a monthly donor, go to the site and set up like a $10, $15 a month or something. Make a huge difference for us. You cannot believe how much of a difference something like that makes for us. But when it comes to indulgences and when it comes to prayers for the living and the dead, we're not interested in making it. I mean, that's not the prayers are the priority. Not the cash, because of this passage. This passage reminds us that this is about the souls. This is the temple is about God. The temple is about the people. And remember when Jesus points out the woman who puts in a couple of coins and tells the disciples, you know, because just before her, all these people who put in a bunch of money were in the temple. And there's nothing wrong. And I'm sure it was very good for them to put up the money in the temple. He's not criticizing them, but he's saying that this woman put up more than everyone else because she gave out of her need rather than out of her surplus. And that's putting God first. And this is what this is all about. Put God first. Make God your primary worry. Make going to heaven your primary worry. Because this life does not last. If you, anybody who was born, right now, this is being played on November of 2025. I'm recording it in October of 2025. Everybody who was born in the year 1901 or before is dead. Unless Enoch's walking around Earth, everybody who has lived at that time has died. Before that time has died. Granted, Jesus is alive. He came back. He rose from the dead and stayed risen. But every other person has died. If you are listening to this show, someday you will die. You will die. I will die. I've got maybe 14, 15 years left in me, tops. we're all going to die. And that's going to be forever. A person who was born in 1901 and lived to be 80 has now been dead 45 years. A person who died, who was born in 1850 and died in 1940s, lived to be 90, in a couple of years will be dead longer than he's been alive. Most people who have died have been dead a lot longer than they were ever alive. And that's forever. This is serious. Which is why the church focuses on the four last things. Heaven, hell, judgment, and so forth. Because these are important. And people have to be reminded. I mean, how many times has my wife had to remind me to take out the trash? How many times do you have to remind your sons of these things? That's why the church reminds you every year. This is important. Taking care of the things for God are important. Making prayer and mass and the sacraments a priority is important. Earning those indulgences. Last week we talked about the indulgence calendar and all the different ways to earn indulgences. Those are all important. I mean, you're listening to this on the 8th, which is the last day, by the way, that you can get the plenary indulgence for praying in a cemetery. Go and do that today. Get communion. Go to a Saturday afternoon mass. Get communion. Go to a cemetery and pray. Earn that indulgence, whether for yourself or for someone else. Make it a priority. Make it as important as your kids' soccer practice. Make it as important as watching the Patriots this weekend. Hopefully, they're still, by the time this is on, they're still doing good. I think they'll be playing someone tough. I think Tampa Bay is coming up, so that's going to be a tough game. Unless I've got my dates wrong. Make it more important than going to bingo one night or going to someplace else. Make it a priority. And don't hesitate to do that. Don't hesitate to elevate it, because every time we elevate things above our souls, we are selling in the temple. Every time we're more worried about other things, if we're at church and we're chattering around and such, and we're not worried about prayer, we're elevating something above God. Let's not do that. Let's remember that God is God and we are not. And let's keep that in mind. And if we keep that, and I'm going to repeat what I've quoted St. Leonard of Port-Maurice more than once. One week we did his entire big speech. He was giving a speech before a bunch of priests and so forth, and he said, listen, if I told you today that everyone in this room is going to be damned except for one of you, and you were hearing that put God first in your life and do all you can to be saved, you're going to be that one person. And if I tell you this room that everyone in it is going to be saved except for one of you, and you decide you don't have to worry about it because everyone in the room is going to be saved, and you aren't reverent with God, you don't take care of things, you don't do what's necessary, you're going to be that one damned. And damnation is real. Hell is real. One of the best things that Pope Francis did during Francis's time as Pope is emphasize the reality of hell and the reality of the devil. Do not discount this. Christ specifically talks about hell and Satan. Don't undersell it. Take care of the things for God that have to be taken care of for God. Remember Jesus' words. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render unto God the things that are God. And if you render unto God the things that are God, then when that time comes to begin your very long death, your very long period of being dead, you're going to be in pretty good shape when you come before the Lord and ask for mercy. And that's what it's all about. Now let's get to prayer requests. And again, I'm going to ask for prayers for my co-worker, Francis. I don't know the details of her situation, but we're going to pray for her. I want to pray for another co-worker's husband who had some surgery recently and is hopefully recovering. I want to pray for my sons. I want to pray for everybody who is on the trip to the pilgrimage to Italy and who should be coming back this weekend. Now, back from the prayer wall at WQPHradio.org, we've got Vinny's requests from last week are still up there, and we're going to pray for them again. We're going to pray, we're going to ask to intercede for Percy Coleman. Her husband, John Coleman, has dementia and might have cancer. Percy's beside herself, needs peace of comfort that comes only from knowing Jesus. Vinny's very long-winded with his prayer requests. Please pray to God that she becomes as close as possible to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and her sons PJ, John, and Julian, and James get closer to Jesus too. And shouldn't we all get closer to Jesus? Which is exactly what I was talking about today. And Vinny's second request. This long list of people who all went to St. Anthony's that he wants to pray for, coming to accept Jesus as the Lord of Savior, and for whatever needs they might have in life in general. Jamie Carson, Joan Albert, Mark Mycott, Lisa Rabuccio, Carol DeSilvio, James Averso, Lisa Rivard, Brenda Mario, Marge Finelli, Gina Giacomozzi, Sheila Howe, David Rabuccio, James Parrott, Frank Miller-Barrell, James Tata, Luis Cidu, James Benedict and his brother. His brother, I believe, is named Bruce. David Esposito, Rosemary Romano, Lisa Wisen, Michelle Williams Bradshaw, Michelle Harmon, Mary Lou Badagliacca, Mary Lou DiBenedetto, Mary Jane DiBenedetto, Robert Whittington, Richard Smith, Peter Rizzo, Sean McMillan, Danny Serena, Jeffrey Paglia, Vincent Villy, Billy Kane, Robert Zarella, Jesus Cruz, and Jeffrey Trapani. And also a request for intercession for husband and wife ministry team of Jordy and Caitlin, and another husband and wife ministry team of Richard D. and his wife Diane. They love the Lord and serve him despite personal hardships and family ministry and in the workforce. And they're regularly, and such people are regularly targets by the adversary to take down with false accusations. So let God use me as their prayer proxy and stand in against the enemy. And let's use our prayers to help out in that. And let's also pray for the souls in purgatory, because some of you may not have gotten your prayer intentions in because we're recording this early. Let us pray for all of your prayer intentions. If you're listening right now, think of your prayer intention, and these prayers will be for that prayer intention. And what we are going to do for this one, we are going to pray the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, because we were talking about the temple today. So we're going to pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fifth joyful mystery is the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this fifth decade in honor of Mary and Joseph finding thee in the temple. And we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, the gift of true wisdom, which is in keeping with what we're talking about, using the wisdom to put God first. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the finding of the child Jesus in the temple come down to our souls. Amen. And now for those of you doing the indulgence calendar, we offer these for the intentions of the Holy Father and also for the deacon's family who has recently lost, the deacon Ben, who has recently lost his wife. And for our standard prayer requests, those who donate to WQPH, our local priests, for Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy, for the two Mary Ann's, for Jake, for Mary Ann's mother, who has been sick, and for the other Mary Ann. Our Father, what heaven, hell be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God be rebuked, and we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And we pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And don't forget, there's only a couple of weeks left for the church's liturgical year. So this is a great time to go and get confession, get that year-end confession done, and start the new year with a clean soul, if you haven't done it already. And now our closing prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send your Holy Spirit upon this show, this station, all the shows on this station, all the stations that carry this show, and all those listening, to renew us in faith, enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Till next week, this is Peter and Jeremy of Knights Council 15962, saying goodbye and God bless from your prayer intentions. WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass., 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best in faithful Catholic radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net. That's VIOLATIRE.net. Please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
November is the month the Catholic faith remembers all the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father,
I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
First, my name is Anne, and I'm a listener of WQPH. I'd like to share something with you. It's truly impressed in my heart. I would like to invite you to get on a WQPH website and look for this delightful picture of a priest celebrating Mass in his vestment. Then you're going to see a link that says Request a Mass. I invite you to click on that link. As you know, nothing compares to the sacrifice of the Mass, where we live through Calvary all over again. With these masses that you can request for yourself, your family, anyone struggling with any health, personal difficulty, sicknesses, mental health, or just for the souls of the departed, when you actually click on this request a mass, you'll be immediately connected to a network of wonderful, passionate priests. They all belong to the Holy Mass Association of Africa, from the Pope Benedict XVI Institute of Africa. And with a minimal stipend of $10 per mass, you would be supporting their parishes and their work. Our very own Pope Benedict XVI personally promoted their mission. They will instantly reply to your mass request. They will celebrate the mass even day off if they can, or the very next day. And if you requested more than one mass, like I always do, it could be within the next sequence of days. They send you a confirmation after the mass with a photo of the priest celebrating the mass sometime at the very altar. I want my mass now, and this is the way to get it. I can't believe it. I feel so blessed, and I really am bursting with joy and excitement. I really feel that everybody should know that it's right there, available for your own needs and for your own healing. Definitely, I would suggest do not miss out on this incredible opportunity, because it worked so much for me. People in hospitals have gotten better. We have heard so many stories of incredible results. We must support this young, passionate priest. And as you well know by this horrible news that we hear very, very often, they must endure so much persecution in that continent, in some of those countries. They literally risk their lives every day to bring the Holy Eucharist to the people. Thank you, WQPH, for making this treasure available to all.
Visit WQPHradio.org.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.